kwazwai muri eZimbabwe ndinomgamuchira muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove. Welcome muri eZimbabwe ndinomgamuchira muchirongwa chedu uhlelo The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, a Voice of America, on Tuesday the 18th of February 2020. Muri eZimbabwe, mthokazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, muri eZimbabwe ndinomgamuchira muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday the 18th of February 2020. Nasi muchirongwa today on The Connection, namhla kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, we touch on something that is upcoming, an event that was commissioned and kickstarted in 2017, lapho umongameli Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa took over the reins as President of the Republic of Zimbabwe. Today on The Connection, we focus on the Robert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day, which is annually celebrated or commemorated on the 21st of February, which was the late former President Mugabe's birthday. Now, this holiday was, as I mentioned earlier on, muri eZimbabwe, was set up lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa took over the reins of the Republic of Zimbabwe in 2017, which means the first time that Zimbabwe found itself celebrating Robert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day was the 21st of February 2018. This year is going to be marking the third celebration of the Robert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day. Now, this holiday was set up with the idea of commemorating uplifting or youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. Abasakhulayo bebandlele zwana PF bona babone ukuqhakathekile ukuthi bathakazelele imisebenzi ka owayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe, imisebenzi yakhe yokuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo kwele Zimbabwe. Saka iwe wechidiki bebathole zwana PF vakathanga bazipropose kare kare muna 2007, asi sakazozviona muna 2017 apo mtungamiriro wenyika vaEmmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa vakatora matomo ekuva mutungamiriri wenyika vakabva va commissioner holiday muna 2017. Saka the first time that Zimbabwe found themselves celebrating this holiday was in 2018. Now ndabotsanangura zvakanaka muri Zimbabwe, and I said ukuthi iholiday le usuku lolu luqa intsha ele Zimbabwe bona babona ngani usuku lolu luqhakathekile ngenxa yokuthi babona ngani uqhakathekile ukuthakazelela intsha kwele Zimbabwe. However, the big question that we have that we're looking to was discussing and tackling today is, number one, were the youth empowered lapho owayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe was the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe? And number two, are the youth of Zimbabwe empowered now under the leadership of President Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa? So I'm looking to hear from you, muri eZimbabwe, pindai muchirongwa mundu dzomaondering pamusoro pezwa reRobert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day, 21 February every year. If you're looking to join us, you can text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318, or you can call me live parunari kutrau tikunzwe itunzwa maundere pindai pachirongwa on +12026192077. Now, as we speak, muri eZimbabwe, we're broadcasting live on radio on a 909 medium wave frequency. We're also broadcasting on 4930 13860 UHF 15460 kHz shortwave. And as we speak, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voandebita.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashana.com. Saka pindai muchirongwa muri eZimbabwe, mundu dzomaondere yenyu makateerera chirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove.
Hey ta, hola, ndeipiko, hama zangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. you can rest with me. Ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami kana utshawara neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Well, you heard it there, Mudia Zimbabwe. You can catch me on Instagram and Twitter at BigMyke3, BigMyke3. However, for the next hour, see Lapa in Sagazono Yetu, where Studio 7, Tiripano, Pama Pejedu, Matatu, Pa VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, Sikona Jalogo, VOA Endeavor. So, Palani Mibonenu, Sisuuti, Lena, Leobona, and Januta, Vaisilado, Namsa, Gushelo, Lutalabasa Kulayo. But before we head over to my panelists, I've already got some people lined up, very young, influential people. We're going to be chipping in on whether or not this day is of any relevance, and of course, whether or not the youth of Zimbabwe are empowered. Let's head over to some events that have happened in Zimbabwe throughout the course. Lapo uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa has taken over the reins, and here, of course, we're focusing on events that are in relation to abantu abasakhulayo. Now, lapo uMongameli Emmerson Robert Mugabe was president, the youth were crying about one serious thing: udaba lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi. Ngiyakushoyo mkhwa kwamabasa. The youth have been crying for a long time. Since the time of Robert Mugabe, that the unemployment issue is something that's bugging them. It's something that's affecting the youth of the nation. Now, it's had adverse effects itself. Youth are now starting to consume drugs at a very high rate as a way, of course, as a way yokuzilibazisa abantu abasakhulayo bathi sebekhathele imisebenzi isiswelakala. So let's head over to the first event, a report that was done by Columbus Mavunga not so long ago. Lapho he was talking to abantu abasakhulayo bona besichasisela besithi udaba lolu lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi ngiyayokushayekwa kwamabasa. This issue of unemployment is something that's affecting the nation's youth. Let's take a look.
Less than 3 in 10 young Zimbabweans have steady jobs. Many are idle and see no economic opportunity. For some, that leads to problems with alcohol and drugs. Catholic church leaders, community activists, and the Minister of Health are launching a campaign to warn youth about drug and alcohol abuse and how it hurts a person physically and mentally. President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government says it cannot deal with the problem on its own.
Alcohol and substance use is a rising problem in all of Africa and also in Zimbabwe, and it's become one of our top 3 diagnoses that we're seeing in our mental health units, so it's becoming a problem. There haven't been many national surveys on this problem, but from other nations, substance use can, it's a combination of factors. It's a multifactorial problem.
Youth are susceptible to peer pressure and can easily gain access to drugs, says Dr. Roafam. Once hooked on drugs, they also become more likely to engage in criminal activities. This 20-year-old asked us not to film him when he was smoking cannabis. He says drug use would fall if more people could find employment.
We are going nowhere. Even if we are to look Kuma Street, there are some other people who are damaged. 50% of the youth in the streets, they can't even work. Their life are too distracted by drugs and so forth.
This Catholic church hosts activities for young people to keep them busy and away from drugs.
Within our hall, the way it is structured, upstairs we are creating what we call a study center for the young people. We are finishing it. Then we have the computers. We have also started what we call the sports for the young people. We've created a volleyball pitch. We've created also a netball pitch here as well for the young people that they are free. During their free time, they can be engaged in sports everywhere here. So at least with that, we are removing them from being just idle.
While those activities might help, when these young people have finished playing, they still find themselves unemployed. And the temptation of drugs and alcohol remains strong. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
All right, thank you so much, Columbus Mavunga. You heard him there. Angachitaura newe chidiki, achitaura onewango. Vano itanyayadze ku simutira ve chidiki munyika. And they were actually discussing how the issue of unemployment is linked to drug use. Now, this is something, as I mentioned earlier on, that's started under isikhathi sikamongameli Robert Mugabe and is still occurring under umbuso kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. So we're talking about youth empowerment, usuku lwe Robert Gabriel National Mugabe National Youth Day is coming forth on mhlaka 21 February this Friday. Now, another thing that's been happening when we take a look at the education sector, abantu abasakhulayo babereki nabo and community leaders are all complaining but sithi isimo sezomfundo kwele Zimbabwe but izinto azimanga kuhle. They highlight how the education sector, many of them firmly believe, is dilapidating by the day. Let's head over to an event that recently happened koBulawayo lapho abantu abasakhulayo benjube high school baphume ngobunenge babo bakabuda newantu wabachithi kwethe nyaya yedzidzo yanetsa mnyika. Let's take a look.
This was not a demonstration. These were young men and young women who were simply expressing themselves. They are expressing their right to education, which is fundamental according to the Declaration of Human Rights. They have declared, their voice has spoken. I think in Zimbabwe we have one generation that has been lost, but definitely this generation is going to speak. The fundamental message behind is you cannot ignore the education system, you cannot ignore the teacher, you cannot ignore the student. Once we do that, the future generation suffers.
All right, well, you heard there, that was footage was compliments of a site, a news outlet. For letting us use your footage. You saw there, abantu abasakhulayo bechitiki bekunjube high school, bachithi kuthiwa into yenzayo sayizonda. Abasikufara vari kuti mamiriro akaita dzidzo munyika. Sezvo hanzi upfumi hwenyika vabereki vari kuchemawo vachiti zvinhu zvadhura saka vamwe vana havachakwanisa kuenda kuchikoro. Tiri kunzwa varayiridzi navo vakambochema chema vachiti aha ivo kwete mapadza pasi havasi kuenda kuzvikoro nenyaya yemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. So that's something else that has that also happened ngesikhathi sikababa Mugabe. Siloku siqhubekela phambili ngesikhathi sikababa Mnangagwa, abantu abasakhulayo bayakhalala babhekane ngenduvo ezichiyeneyo ezine kwele Zimbabwe. However, let's end this on some positivity. There are some young people in the nation who are actually using every single source of resource, regardless of how big or how small it is, as a means of uplifting abantu abasakhulayo. Amongst them is Busi Marandure of the Boost Fellowship not so long ago. Upo Ndiho of VOA News was in Zimbabwe and he got a chance to speak to Busi. Let's take a look at what they do at the Boost Fellowship and the initiatives that some young people are doing in the Zamukuthuthukisa Abontanga. Let's take a look.
The Zimbabwean economy has been in a slump for more than a decade, with cash shortages and high unemployment. Now, demonstrators are clashing with government security forces in Harare. The protesters are angry over the massive rise in fuel prices ordered by the government. Boost Fellowship, a non-profit youth-based organization, is trying to reverse the economic downturn. Busisiwe Marandre is the executive director at Boost Fellowship.
We look at ourselves as a bridge between the opportunities that young people seek for and the opportunities that are out there.
The fellowship works in conjunction with Enactus, a global learning platform that operates in 36 countries and strives to develop the next generation of entrepreneurs. Many people are turning to entrepreneurship and innovation to make a living during the economic slowdown.
Entrepreneurship is huge in Zimbabwe, especially for youth, because there's currently an issue with unemployment, where there are more young people graduating and coming out of university than the jobs that are available on the market.
Created in 2000, the Enactus Fellowship has trained over 2,000 young people between the ages of 20 and 25 in work readiness skills. Over 300 participants have secured internship opportunities, which resulted in full-time employment. Alvin Tapera is a university student who hopes to start a business one day.
As young students, we are coming from universities. We need to run the big companies. We need to drive our economies. Basically, in Africa, we are lagging behind, like the Western countries and the Eastern countries. So as the youth, we want to further push the economy of Africa and also bring our countries in Africa to be one of the competitive economies in the whole world.
The program is working with universities in Zimbabwe, and they have created 5 power teams that go into communities to implement waste management models.
So we are trying to work with youth and making them see that you can actually earn a livelihood from waste.
When President Emmerson Mnangagwa took over from Robert Mugabe, he pledged to revive the failing economy, end the country's international isolation, and restore the badly needed confidence in the country. But critics say that he has failed to turn the economy around and instead triggered angrier protests. Paul Liho, VOA News, Washington.
All right, Mure Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Paul Ndiho, VOA News. That was when he was in Zimbabwe in 2018. Lizibonile lapho kwaqhamuka udlakela eHarare abantu abasakhulayo beganunwabo ngesimo somnotho. That was during the time lapho price ye fuel yakabva yakwira abantu vakati amaya. Iye manzwawo Paul Ndiho ndipo paangari muZimbabwe akaona mukana kukurukura kumbotaurawo naBusi Marandure with Boost Fellowship kuZimbabwe uko. The Boost Fellowship is one of the fellowships that are set up in Zimbabwe. Alenjongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo by teaching them skills. Umzwilo Busi esechazisa ngempela sithi nyaye ukuthi mabasa munyika hanzi asikuwanika. The nation itself is producing a lot of graduates, but imisebenzi to match the amount of graduates that are being produced. Kanyangana watholakale. So uBusi uyachasisa ngempela, explains anyatsutsanangura mzwane Marandure kuti aiwa chirongwa chawo ichi che Booster Fellowship chine chinangwa chekubatsira vechidiki vachidzidzawo ma skills, vanwo vanozoshandisawo ma skills au kuvhura ma business. Ndizvo zvimwe zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe. Ngatinzwei kuti guest wangu wekutanga, uguest wamo wokuqala, my first guest ongenayo kuhlelo. Let's hear what he has to say about udaba esilalo kuhlelo namhla. Let's introduce umnumzana Glenn Adliwayo. Glenn, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us, but how are you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me here.
I appreciate it. How are you doing out there? You're in London, right?
No, I'm in New York.
How are you doing in New York?
It's pretty hectic. I'm trying to manage between both work and studies, but I'm okay.
Well,
also embracing the storm. We have had a series of storms, Sierra and Dennis, so yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Let's hop into it, Glenn. On Friday, the 21st of February, the nation itself is going to be celebrating a national holiday that was set aside towards, commemorating youth empowerment in Zimbabwe, the Robert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day. You're a young person yourself, you're a Zimbabwean, and I'm sure you've lived through both times, Mugabe and President Emmerson Mnangagwa. What is your take on this holiday? Do you think it's something that the youth should be celebrating?
To be honest, I have mixed feelings about that, because, I mean, first of all, we need to look into what is the import of having such a holiday. What does it mean for young people, mm-hmm. and why was it created? So there are two situations here. We have a first situation, which is what they say they created it for and what actually then happens. Mm-hmm. Personally, if I was in Zimbabwe right now, I wouldn't be celebrating it, because it doesn't gets to the to actually doing what it says it does. Because if it's a National Youth Day, it should be bringing issues of the young people front and center mm-hmm. of discussion, without handling them, without doing it in a tokenistic manner, but actually setting down as a country and saying, what is our strategy in terms of development of young people, mm-hmm. what direction we're taking in that development, and are young people empowered to be able to have self-determination within the country as it is. So from a personal perspective, it's not something that I would be celebrating. It would be just another day.
Now, Glenn, not so long ago, I had a couple of young people, obviously week in, week out here on The Connection, we host the young people. And there are actually some young people who firmly believe that, you know what, there's actually some good that's happening in the nation, especially for young people. Not so long ago, I got to interview a young entrepreneur who was saying, you know what, in actual fact, it's contrary to what a lot of people believe, under the presidency of Emmerson Mnangagwa, there's been way more opportunities for the youth of the nation. Do you believe that's what's happening?
Before I opine and put in my own input, I think we also have to look at the figures and the numbers, right? And we have to look at the present reality, because there is a problem in trying to make one person's reality the reality of everybody else. Now, post-2017, we have seen that the economy greatly contracted. We have seen an increase in protests, and we have seen even a hardened and more ruthless response by the government. Mm-hmm. We have seen in the city center for the first time, government responding ruthlessly, firing live ammunition on people. That had never happened in the capital center in front of international media in the dispensation of Robert Mugabe. Mm-hmm. And we have seen that the economy has now gone to a point where even some things that were as basic as electricity, of course under Mugabe we had a problem with that, with load shedding and all, but it escalated under the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Now, for us to understand the country of Zimbabwe, it would be important for us to understand that by design, the nation of Zimbabwe has been conflated between government and state. And so to understand what is happening between state and political parties, ZANU-PF, the ruling party. Mm-hmm. And so it is important for us to also look closely on the goings-on of the party, ZANU-PF, for us to understand if the state of young people is better off or not. And I mean, it would be amiss for us to talk about that without speaking about the recent incident of Louis Matutu and Godfrey Senengab. And they're also deploring corruption, and the response by which ZANU-PF responded to these young people, whether they were genuine or not, is a story for another day. Mm-hmm. But the commitment of ZANU-PF to deal with the critical issue of corruption was shown to be lacking, to be non-committal, and there's no political will to address that. Instead, the government is ready to punish all those who speak out against corruption. Now, that is also another law that we have recorded under the new dispensation. Mm-hmm. And I also think that it is important to understand that self-determination is something that is not supposed to be granted as a gift. It's a right, it's an entitlement. Now, when the new dispensation came in for a few days, we had the honeymoon period where we assumed that things are going to be okay, people are allowed to protest if they feel like they're not getting enough services, they're not getting good governance. Mm-hmm. But we then realized that this government is not going to continue down that path when it realized that it cannot respond to the needs of the people adequately. So that, again, is a factual issue. That is not me speaking out of emotion. That is not me speaking out of opinion. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go to the education sector that you were talking about. Mm-hmm. A lot of young people right now, they cannot even pay for their school fees. I have friends, I have people that cannot go back into university because their parents' salaries cannot pay simple accommodation money, and we haven't mm-hmm. started talking about the livelihoods. Again, that is a law. Now, let's not even go into other issues that are complex, like the issue of inflation, which could be also then be credited to the whole government and the finance ministry. But I mean, I honestly think, in summary, in trying to sum up everything and how it affects young people, I think we're not better off. It is an opinion, but facts on the ground point to the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Now, Glenn, with all that, and like you mentioned, you're not the first person to mention that. Earlier on, I was talking about, I played a clip of Boost Fellowship, young people who are trying to figure it out, who are trying to uplift themselves. Yes, Zimbabwe is in a very bad state when we're talking about the economy itself. Others will argue when we're talking about politics, it's in a very similar bad state. Is there a way for youth to uplift each other, to uplift themselves? Is there a way to navigate through all this mess?
Of course, a way should be there. I mean, where there is a will, there is a way, right? But we also have to look within the environment in which young people are operating. And I know a lot of young people and a lot of young people's organizations that are looking into uplifting each other. For example, the one that you've talked about, which is Boost. Mm-hmm. We also have seen other non-governmental organizations that are coming through and working from their various corners. It could be sexual and reproductive health rights issues. It could be democracy issues. It could be education, tourism, whatever it is. But unfortunately, sometimes the environment within which you operate will always dictate the pace or level at which you can go at. Mm-hmm. And even though young people right now are talking about entrepreneurship, right? The question is, how many young people have the capacity to be entrepreneurs? Mm-hmm. Boost Fellowship, for example, functions only within universities. That means you're targeting a particular demography of young people, and you're making the assumption that young people are monolithic and they're the same. You find them in the same places, they have the same needs, but it is not like that. Mm-hmm. Now, it is the duty of government to make sure that they even out the scales, they make sure that everybody is afforded opportunity depending on whatever things that are peculiar to them. It could be the out-of-school young people, it could be young people in rural areas, it could be young people in tertiary education, but government has to come up with policies that address these young people right at their point of need. And this is why we end up having these issues of escalated drug use, because young people do not have things to do. Now, your question was, is there a way for young people to help each other? I think it is there. I think young people need to stop being manipulated by politicians, mm-hmm. and unfortunately, this is the reality that we have seen in Zimbabwe, that the politicians of all parties really manipulate young people. Mm-hmm. They do not give young people real voice and real power. So young people are just pawns in a greater game where the principals are the ones that make the decisions. So we want to, like I've said before, we want to see young people demanding more space, demanding real power to be able to actually come to the center in front of political discussion in Zimbabwe. Because, I mean, you and I have already established from my suggestions right now, from my contributions, that politics is almost determining everything in Zimbabwe right now. Mm-hmm. So I think it is important for young people to have a voice there. And then for young people to also organize in other spaces, in other spheres, and demand from a rights-based perspective, and also from a citizen, simply being a citizen of Zimbabwe, there are certain things that you should be accorded. And then from a moral perspective, because it is not right that only a few people should be able to eat from the resources of the country while the rest of the majority of the country are suffering. That is also even a moral issue, and a lack of, I think it's a lack of emotion and humane behavior on the part of our leaders to continue to maintain the status quo when we are seeing that a lot of people are suffering.
All right, Glenn, let me hold you there for 1 second. I have a caller. Waiting in Tatum Lalili Gantanga, that's what I'm telling you, and then I'll come back to you, all right?
Thank you.
All right, Moria Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Umnumzana Glenn Dliwayo. Now, before I take Umlaleli, let me see ukuthi abantu bona, what are they saying? Emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook ngishilo ngempela ngathi, as we speak, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages. Sakamsakangana Moria Zimbabwe, please go ahead and share the program. Kuthi ukuthiwe no wandu wenu lingakhohlwe phela ukuthi lilakho ukubhala inombolo zocingo emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook ku VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, Triple Zakare pa VOA Njebele. Now, Kasiletu LFVOA Studio 7 uVusimuzi Ndlovu uthi, hello Big Mike, labalaleli ngikhona kuhlelo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo Big Mike. Poma Poster says, hi team, I'm watching you from Dangamvura kumtare uko kulise iko kumtare. Deliwe says, anzi aiwa dilipo pachirongwa tinotenda zvikuru. Deliwe Freeman Singani is saying, watching you live on Facebook from Romsech, South Africa. Hugand Freeman, how is Romsech? Anzi na yetel, I'm watching you live in Rimu Randburg, I South Africa. And then Math D says, there are no jobs, what do you expect them to do? Ever since ED became president, not even a single job was created. Well, is that factual? I look forward to hearing from my other panelists. One of them is actually someone who's been empowered under the time, Sikabonga Meli Emerson Mnangagwa. So I look forward to hearing ukuthi umnumzana John Mchenje yena, who's a young entrepreneur, what does he have to say? But let me hear what the callers have to say first. Asizweni ukuthi umlaleli othini ngathi nzoke ukuthi mthereri iyari ukuthi nenyaya thinayo nasi mtshirongwa. Kola mthereri, tinomgamuthira mtshirongwa, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ariparo nare ndiyani.
Yebo baba.
Yebo mnumzana, unjani?
Hayi, sikhona ubeli njani ndani baba.
Hayi, siyaphila, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ngusasa.
Golide unjani chuma?
Hayi, ngikhona ubeli njani ndani baba.
Hayi, siyaphila. Nantu tabulu kono kuhlelo namuhla usuku lwe Robert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day seluyafika ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 21 February bathi usuku lolu lujonge ukuthakazelela ukuthuthukiswa kwabatsha kwele Zimbabwe. Ubona ngani lokhu kwenzakala na?
Hayi, ngifoyethu for ukuthiqiniso elipheleleyo bakula nto eyathakazelelwa lapho, ngoba hey, abantwana bathele nzima. Kunje abantwana kabasaye ezikolo, bakula misebenzi, bakula ukuthi abantu benjani, sebesebenza ukusebenzisa ama-drugs, betshela benata, bezona, yithi kona sokuwonakala elizweni. Hayi, kunobunzima obukhulu kakhulu kazi, kakula nto eyathakazelelwa lapho. Ikuthakazelela udubo. Udubo ngabe ngathakazela into eyathakazelela udubo olukhona lolukukhala. Asikuthi kuyabethakazelela, bayabethakazelela ukukhala impilo zabo. Ubeka kusasa labo limnyama kakhulu babithi. Sakula nto enhle lapha elizweni la. Hayi, abantwana bathele nzima. Abaningi bathinga izikolo baye kuthehlulekile ukuthi sibahambise izikolo. Abaningi bayehlulekile ukuthi bathele imisebenzi kayikho. Sebephila ngokuthatha into ezidakamezwa lezi ezidakayo. Babe sebethona ikubona elizweni lapha sekunokufa okuningi kakhulu, kubulawana kusezwane. Hayi, akula nto enhle laphana. Bambona ukuthi kungathakazelelwa lapha ikhona, ngabe bethakazelele ukukhala. Njengabantwana benjove obabone we-high school laba kade bekubele babetekisela ilungelo labo ngobuhlungu obababubonayo kubazali ukuthi bale bunzima obukhulu kakhulukazi ela kusasa labo limnyama labantwana, kubuhlungu kakhulukazi.
Kodwa Golide, awungitshele ubona ngani udubo lolu lakho kulungisiswa na? Sibona abantu abasakhulayo besethuthukiswa kwele Zimbabwe.
Mfowethu, ngifuna ukuthi iqiniso elipheleleyo, hayi kunzima.
Mani usitho kanjani?
Ukuthi lulungisiswe, kuyalungisiswa ngubani? Ngayi vele ikhanda libe liwonakeleyo, kakula amatrobisi wonke angena egangeni kokuphela, vele kakula nto ezalunga laphana. Kwaso kumele ukuthi nje angazi kuya ngokuya igeneration engcinyezayo yeza izinto ukuthi zikambe kahle. Kwakhathesi hayi siphinde sikhodwe.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Chuma, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo, angithi bafo.
Hayi, kulungile baba.
Alright, Muriya Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Vasibasa Chuma, our first caller ongenayo kuhlelo namhla. Vasibasa Chuma was saying, aiwa iwe nemaonro avo, hanzi youth empowerment ku Zimbabwe, bodo, azwitike. Here I have my second guest ongenayo kuhlelo, second guest Ndiva John Mchenje. Ngathi nizoyokuthi bamchenje iwe vanothi nenyaya yathi nayo nathi Mchirongwa. John Mchenje is an agronomist, he's a young champion farmer kwele Zimbabwe, he's an entrepreneur. I mentioned earlier on, ukuthi uMchenje is another one of the young people who has actually gained under the time sikabonga Mary Emerson Mnangagwa. Asizweni ukuthi yena uMchenje uthini ngodaba esilalo namhla kuhlelo. BaMchenje, ndinomgamtshela Mchirongwa, welcome to the program chief. Zurufambe.
Thank you very much.
Aiwa, tinotaya zvikurusa. Nyaya yati nayo nhasi Mchirongwa vamuchenje. Tiri kukurukura nezve zuva reRobert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day iri kuyamiswa 21 February. Vechidiki vazhinji munyika vari kuchema vachiti zuva iri they feel as though it's not relevant. Nyaya yekuti nemaonero avo vechidiki havasiwanawo mikana yekuzvisimudzira munyika. Could I hear your take on this? What is your understanding of the holiday, and do you think that the ideologies of the holiday are being implemented in Zimbabwe?
Thank you very much, Ove. I think the day when it was introduced, it's a day which was created for the youth in Zimbabwe, the National Youth Day. It's one of the challenges that is the seven are in Zimbabwe. Now, Namabata on the issue of empowerment, where you're saying a lot of youth, they are saying they're not being given chance and opportunities by the government in terms of on the empowerment program. The issue which is there is the new president government, which is there, being led by the president, Comrade Mnangagwa. There are a lot of opportunities which are there, and that has been created for young people. I can speak more about agriculture. Recently, the Minister of Agriculture downsized a number of farms in Zimbabwe. This was done to allow or to give chance to young people to benefit in the second land reform program, which is now happening. So there are a lot of opportunities which are there. So it is a day that has been created for us to meet and network and find opportunities where as young people we can actually benefit on the programs that are being availed by the government.
They're not accessing these things that you're talking about. A lot of them are crying, saying, yes, it may be existed, but one of two things are happening. The first one being, you're not benefiting. The second being, they feel as though it's not enough that's being done. What do you have to say about that?
First one, let me respond on the issue of the Katrin Tanga. You know, Lamunanga was the president of Zimbabwe, Vagasaru, who was in Zimbabwe. So, Musuka can go to Mamunda, president of Zimbabwe, Varukumira, each and every person in the country. And the Minister of Agriculture, or even the Minister of Youth, or Empowerment, is not housed at Zanupi in the headquarters. It's housed, my different offices, MMA ministers are. So the opportunities are there. What you need to do as young people, let's remove the negative, the component, the equity, everything which is from the government, from the country. Yes, it's a fact that the government which is there was formed by the ruling party, the Rawin and the country. But it's there to serve us as Zimbabweans. So, for example, when you have the land, when you are going to apply land, I found out from the cousin Sakan. Some of the Superchaku changed Zimbabwe, which means that all of Zimbabwe, only Superchaku, we are allowed. And they are entitled to apply lands, and they are entitled to, and they are allowed to get lands in Zimbabwe. And I think they are in the community, and they are in the money. So another thing is you could see there's a ZAN or whatever. Let's all participate. Then for each opportunity, the government is trying, you know, most of the industry, leading a group of people in the country. The government has actually opened my avenues. For example, you're a lady judge. I've encouraged my youth to say, let's go and apply for district office. Because the land is actually one of the top five. Are interested in funding, not one of them. Same with my mind, you're youth mining. They are there. Youth are getting materials, youth are making one out of gold. They are mining, which means the opportunities are there. But it needs you to take action. But opportunity are we work on car. What do you find here? But the car will go to the government so far.
All right, let me head over to Uglen. Let me give him an opportunity to say what he has to say about what the input you just gave. Let's head over to Umnumzana Udliwayo. Glenn, are you on the line there?
Yes, I'm on the line, Mike.
All right, you just heard there from one of the beneficiaries himself, one of the young people who feels as though he was uplifted under the leadership of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. He says opportunities for the youth are more than a plenty. They're there. He even says, you know what? He himself is rooting. He's calling on the youth to come out. He highlights several different things. We touched on the issue, Yoksi. Vajinji, a lot of young people feel as though for you to benefit, you have to be a member of ZANU-PF. His response, he says, the President Mnangagwa is mentioned, and for you to get these benefits, you have to go to the, it's not stationed at the ZANU-PF headquarters, it is stationed at the State House. What do you have to say about that?
Mike, I think there is a problem where we encounter Kuti. Once a person has been a beneficiary of the system, mm-hmm. for whatsoever reason, whether genuinely or through connections or through whatever means, they believe that it is as easy for everybody. Now, he mentions the issue of Empower Bank. Before I left Zimbabwe, I was very much involved in the process of trying to get young people empowered financially through Empower Bank. Mm-hmm. Number one, the loans that are given out by Empower Bank are one of the most expensive loans in the country, but they are meant to what? To empower young people. Mm-hmm. I've actually forgotten the actual percentage, but I remember very well that the interest rates were very punitive. Number two, when you talk about Empower Bank, you want to ask them how much money are they sitting on and how much money have they given out. Mm-hmm. Number three, the government of Zimbabwe in the Mugabe era and in the Emmerson Mnangagwa continues to believe that doling out money and resources is empowering young people. It is far and beyond from that, further away from that. Because how do you give money to a young person who you have not capacitated to be able to function within an economy as volatile as Zimbabwe is? Even the best entrepreneurs struggle in the economy of Zimbabwe. Now you say we've set aside 2 million for young people in Zimbabwe. How many young people are in Zimbabwe? Let's do the numbers. Assuming Zimbabwe is a population of 14 million, young people are about 60%. You're looking at about 7 million young people. Mm-hmm. And you give them what? 1 million. That's a dollar per young person on average. Mm-hmm. Now, when you even look at the land again, these are distributive issues. Even if you're going to redistribute land to everybody in Zimbabwe, it cannot happen. We want to look at the fundamental economics that make sure that every young person is able to follow their dream and set their own path. And not just say, and all of you, I mean, that even if every young person was going to be given funds, and even if it was non-partisan, of which I know it is, even if it was non-partisan, it wasn't going to alleviate the issue and the problem of unemployment. Now, what we want is a government that is very sincere with the challenge that we have, that, hey, look, we have a challenge here. For those that want to go into farming, okay, these are the avenues, this is what you follow. And it has got to have nothing to do with political party affiliation. Mm-hmm. Now, we all know that in Zimbabwe we have beautiful laws, we have beautiful constitutions that they are playing around with now. Mm-hmm. But there is a difference between the letters and what is actually obtaining on the ground. And this is what we are saying. Let's harmonize what we say we're going to do for people and what we actually then do. Because Zimbabwe has a problem of implementation. So for him, fair and square, happy for him and many other young people that have been able to get farms there. But I'm saying, let's look at the broader issues affecting young people. Before they get into farming, they need to learn critical analysis. They need to learn critical skills. They have to be educated. But education is going beyond the reach of many because their parents cannot simply pay school fees. Mm-hmm. For them to be able to go and start thinking, I want to get into entrepreneurship, they have to be able to have food on their table. Mm-hmm. How do you give a person who's starving money from Empower Bank with a punitive interest rate and you're assuming that you're empowering that person? They are simply going to default on that loan. They're going to consume it because they have nothing in their bellies. And these are the issues that are very fundamental. You cannot play around just setting aside $1 million for 7 million young people and you say that we have empowered young people. Mm-hmm. So I think it is important for government, first and foremost, especially from the youth department, from the youth ministry, to say, how can we genuinely tackle the issue of empowering young people and even begin to define what that word means for every set of young people? Mm-hmm. We need to come to a point, Mike, and mm-hmm. I'm changing. When we sit down and say, I don't want the young person in Zimbabwe, yeah. Mm-hmm. What are the realities of these young people? Why do my group happy? Saka kuti timati ava tinova itirei. Kwacha kungoita ma grandstanding where they just go there in front of young people and then say takuitirei zvakati. Tambozvi kumbira here. Mambozvi zvaira kuti maunziro amurikuita zvino izvi. The way you're bringing it to us, is it the most effective? And who are you to do things for us without us? Now, in the distribution of land, if you ask what I'm changing, many young people involved here, you know, it's Amadalas. In the power politics, in the play of politics and power, young people are there? No, they're only there to be deputy secretary of the party, to be members of the assembly, of the youth assembly. But they don't make real decisions. We want to be able to start making real decisions that impact our present. And unfortunately, it's not even the future anymore. It's the present.
All right, Glenn, let me hold you there for 1 second. Mtate Mlaleli, and I hear Ukuthi uMantate Mlotshwa is on the line. We have a third guest who's calling us. Hi, it gets much more fun in Zimbabwe. Let's head over to the caller. Sizwe ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodaba lekhona egudwini. Caller, mthereli, nginomgamshira emthrongwa ndiyana ripo parinari.
Mazera ke mkoma Mike.
Hai wandri bo mkoma wangu zviri kufamba.
Hai wandri bo chaizvo kuri sei koko.
Ah bo ndimkoma donera.
Ndivo chaivo.
Kuri sei koko ku Rustenburg.
Ah kuno kuri nani mgomba kungotsane zuva tingovandawo tingagodii kwekwedi kusingadi kunakawo.
Ndakuona ikamuchinyora comment pa Facebook muchiti ave chidiki zvinazvo nakumira mushe tsanangurai mutudzo zvinji.
Yeshuwa zvinazvamira mushe nokuti mukawa empowerment iri kutakwa ndakanga kuti ndadina nyaka bata zvitara here guest iri kutaura zvekuti empowerment iri. But yaona team empowerment yandakaona kuri nende Zimbabwe ndiye kuti vanonase kuti kana pakanzi youth mopuwa mabhora munyogwa mazita moya munzi oya kana youth officer youth ward officer oya address achimusangana chiita chechirali kunyogwa mazita mopuwa mabhora kana kunzi munzita rongai mateam aisiyo youth empowerment yatotaona zvaiyo munyogwa mazita zvekuti mazita munonyogwa mukusika hani inoti munyogwa rungani muchingodzokorwa dzokorwa idzi ine program nemaprojekti atinawo hakuna. Youth empowerment ndiyo muzimbabwe ndekuti industry ivhugwe hamungozosima kataura zvekuti youth empowerment kozokuti chinoita kuti vataure mashoko avo ndicho mufambi zvati hapana kana basa youth ikutambura zvekutambura kana paindastry rakavhura taita kamakambani akavhura hapana nombozokira chingotika youth kare katinombozivwa zvekuti vayouth empowerment vana baba vedu vangoshanda mabasa vakashanda nevana vadiki vakatodzoka zvikoro but vakatomboshanda ende vazingambotaukuze zvekuti youth empowerment sazvedi iza kuti vanotovati vari kusindikana. Votovera youth empowerment kana ukapa munda munhu asiri bidhunga akasina technical know how yekuti munda wacho unorimwa sei zvinobatsira chiizvo zvinovaona vanhu vakapuwa minda kuzimbabwe vamwe vadu asi hapana chinobuda asi nyaya yekuti kwai tazomupa munda tazomupa chii
Ayo watakunza zvakanaka kandai mazwi enyu kupedzira vamambo.
Ndinongo kutaura kungo kumbira hangu dide kuri kunzi vachihwisa vanhu ava. Vambo suduruka. Voitawo vaidiki ava vachamika tomboona kuti zvinofamba sei. Tinotina vachamika tine hope. Tinoti vari zvinonaka.
Mune mazwi here kwa.
Vanhu vanotipingira play.
Vamambo mune mazwi here kana mvunzo wekukandira kuna vamuchenje ivo vari kuti hanzi aiwa mikana iripo munyika vechidiki vaimutore.
Ndinawo mahwi.
Kanda henyu vari kukunzwa.
Vamuchenje ndoda kuti taurira nechokwadi musara tiri kuchokwada chikutukama. Munonyatoziziva kuti zvinhu zvemuZimbabwe ndezvemapatline zvekuti kana usiri webatiri zvanokuyekwa hauna chaunowana munozviziva izvo. Ngatirege kuvanda. Kana paita kuti kana chingava chipasi chingava chii kana rubatiro rwunobva kwokusvava muchaibu kana kwasvika kumarural areas kana kandela mberi zvatovane zvemusangano basi pazvakabva ngo yakafanda zvinhu basi kana zvasvika munozviziva ini ipipoendi ipi ndakambosvika mukwekwe ndichii ndikabvunzwa inini paka ndichida kubasi ndandiyourozeva ndikusangano zvandikati ha handina wandinoziva kuno kumidland inoti ndobva kumazvino ndakubvunzwa nemasaja wemusangano he uri mufeo here uri muchii saka ndozvatinofanga kuti hapana chinobuda vamuchenje kana muchigabvisa izvozvose izvo kana dangwe mipawa yutingo zvaiya kuti nyika ine vanhu vakasiyana siyana vasingavhoterei vasinga vasiri vezanup f vandee zanup f vamwe mapato ya mukaziva izvozvo ninge magona nokuti kana chimiro chiripo ndechekutasa kuti vanhu vezanup f ndanonzi mayuti kana mukatiza kana mapresidenti ascholarship aya zvanyanya kubhenefitwa navana vanhu vezanup vanyanya zvovana mukana yeyo
aiwa takuzaaomadhoni nguva ndiyadyanana tinotenda zvikuru regai titore vamwe vateereri vanoda kuda muchirongwa ndisi. Alright, Zimbabwe Muhle, you just heard from Mnumzana Donald Mambo Mayena. Ukanya ngani uyavumelana ngalo mbono ka Mnumzana uSibasa Chuma esithi izinto azimanga kuhle fa abantu abasakhulayo sizwe njalo uMnumzana uJohn Mchenje yena ongusakhulayo he's a farmer an agronomist a champion farmer kwele Zimbabwe as a matter of fact esithi amathuba akuona agcwele Big Mike kuthi abuya nini abantu abasakhulayo agcwele amathuba. Kodwa umlaleli yena uthi hayi amanga asizweni ukuthi my third guest ongenayo kuhlelo uMantate Mlotshwa human rights activist yena uthini ngodaba lesilalo namuhla kuhlelo. Mantate ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo sisi, how you doing? Hi, ngiyaphila. Nantu dabona khona kuhlelo namhla we're talking about the upcoming Robert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day that's coming up on the 21st. Early on we spoke to different youth. One is saying ukuthi amathuba in the country they're not there. Omunye is saying amathuba akhona. What do you have to say?
Oh yeah, I think I just changed it from the last three people that spoke and said that when you empower a young person, you're teaching a young person how to fish, and I'm giving them a fish, number one. Mm. When you're coming to give me, when you're coming to teach me how to fish, it means that today is a place where I'm going to fish. Mm-hmm. There's an environment that allows me to fish. When I catch the fish, I should be able to know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. In other words, it shouldn't be about, oh, okay, you're going to give me 5,000 Zimbabwean branch dollars. I think it's very important that you understand that some of these opportunities, especially with Empower Bank, I would want to say that this is a bond mentality in the US dollar economy or US dollar level problems in them. You can give me 5,000 Zimbabwean dollars today, but the value for which I take today is not going to be the same value that I need to use it tomorrow. So at the end of the day, you discover that I'm on an opportunity to allow not factor in some of the dynamics in our country. And then the other thing I wanted to say would be one of the challenges we have with this opportunity, as much as the once someone says that they are open for young people across political lines, bravo. If it's working, that way, it's great. But then the biggest problem I have, because I've been reading on the news, today I just read also the women's department and the women's wing talking about how the opportunity should be open for women outside the political party. The end goal for them is they want more numbers for the 2023 elections, which is unfair because some opportunities are out there not to advance a certain agenda. When an opportunity is associated with an agenda, it must be designed to include everyone. Mm-hmm. And then also the other question I had within this idea of opportunities, what do people living with disabilities fall within big opportunities? Because we discover that there is a child, probably every family or child number one, doesn't have access to the internet. That was the people in Empower Bank doesn't know, which, okay, I'm going to Empower Bank, you know, $5,000, what do I need to go there in? What is, I want to know, what are there such or intentional, are there intentions to actually involve people living with disabilities? Is there information that's available in Braille is the information that's available in audio format, is the information that's available for the different people that have different disabilities, because not only are like, those opportunities are not designed for them. And then the other thing I was thinking about with a friend of mine was that there is an issue of segment and grace in them. I can be sad about the environment and say, oh, okay, things are really bad, but I'm hopeful that they're going to get better. But then I'm in this place where a lot of Zimbabweans still look at things are not getting better. So even if I come up with this amazing business idea or I'm finishing school, I'm not going to apply for a job in Zim. I'm not going to apply for a loan in Zim because, number one, I don't know how I'm going to pay back if it's going to work out, because I said earlier about the bond issue, the US dollar issue. There is inflation, so I can take the loan, but if I don't work for me. So that's a dynamic we need to understand as well. The fact that young people are getting out of school and leaving the country, that's a reality that we need to face. So we can talk all we want about those money that are there for our cross-party young people, but if the environment is not designed for me to fish, or if I'm fishing in a place where there is not fish, it becomes very useless. Mm-hmm. Then the last thing I wanted to say was, to start celebrating this National Youth Day, I want to talk about the issue of universities. Guys, the truth is, fees went up. And I'll give an example for me. I'm a part-time student. I was paying 853. And my fees went up to 5,205. And the people that are paying $600, now they're paying $6,500. And I'm saying within that line, my parents' salary didn't change. Mm-hmm. So there is pressure on young people that want to go back and finish school. But the truth is, I will have money ending. So they're asking themselves, can I get a job to pay for my fees or to help my parents pay for my accommodation? But they don't have a job because Zim doesn't have this practical solution, the practical opportunities to this environment, this US dollar economy that we are operating in. So I think we will see, as we talk about this opportunity, let's think of those young people that are in school where fees, accommodation, so expensive. I don't even know what's happening right now with a lot of them. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be saying. The government talks about how they're providing opportunities, such as AMA loan for parents to get. But I can get a $5,000 loan, but if I'm earning $500 as a parent, even in a year, I can't afford to pay that loan and still support my family in terms of food, abantwana, escola, uniforms, clothes, things like that. So it's unrealistic opportunities within a context of $80 when the government is saying bonds. Then the last thing on that issue is the students that are going on apartment, students that are looking for jobs, and there is the issue of exposure, especially for girls. You get into an industry and you're looking for apartments, you're looking for a job in this economy where jobs are generally not available. And you're told that you need to sleep with someone to get a job, which is a problem for me. But because people feel they don't have alternatives, a lot of young women are falling into this trap. So those are things we need to be talking about. Is it getting to this National Youth Day, we're celebrating young people, but what is that we're celebrating? Because some of these opportunities, honestly, are just there because they need to be still working, but they don't translate to the practical solutions that we need.
All right. Thank you so much, Mantate. Let me take a caller that's joining me, and then we'll give Oum Change an opportunity ukuthi he responds to all of you guys. Let's head over to the caller. Caller, mthelele ndilo mkamshela mchirongo wangu bani okhona ecingweni. Caller, hello. Mthelele, aripo pari nare. Caller, hello. Okay, let's move over to Umnumzana Umchenge. Let's give him a chance to respond to what Mr. Mamboma had to say, what Glenn had to say, and what Mandate had to say. Vamchenge, muripo parinari, erumkom. Mkana uripo pindraitinzwe, manzwazo atawra na Mamboma, manzwazo atawra na Glenn, mkanzwazo kare, so atawra na Mandate.
Okay, thank you very much. Pane mambutawra, pibutanga, pinta vambu itawra inye achona, wachiti... He has the land or an opportunity to have. I know one is based on the part of the ground. It's still good in our thing. House is a woman that I said before. I want to keep a run page HP. And they come out to a woman that you know come and go still for it. But my ministers that are there to save my Zimbabweans, regardless of the personal situation, you have an empathy. Then if I'm a banker, I'm sure I'm going to inform the employment situation and do that. If you check the government, they are trying to get re-engagement and if we re-engage my international community and partner for them to invest in our country. But we have two different economies, I think they are agreeing to that. First one are the sanctions, then the second one is corruption, which is within our country, which is the president is trying to fight through re-engineering it. So those issues, those are not going to be corruption. And then the sanctions. And I'm happy to see, I think yesterday, there are certain moves that I don't know if some of our officials from Assumption, which means.
No. Let me correct you, Papo Vamcheje. Let me correct you, Papo. I want to please swap my sanctions list. So I got swap a name a list which is called a watching list. Vachiri pa my sanctions list. It's just uti iripo ye EU. It's not an active list. I think that wakabu biswa. I want to biswa. I'm garbage.
Yes. It shows that we are moving on the right direction.
Okay.
The way that we are moving for the removal of sanctions. I think it's, we are moving it from one to another stage. This is a positive note on the re-engagement which are being done by the President, Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Peta, you can come up, Peta.
Just Peta, I'm going
to hear.
So, for issue of my involvement, youth, I think the institute is my answer. Let's be proactive, Vandilia. Even if it's on our own initiative in our chair, I think the Oral Minister of Kids Covenant is very open. Let's bring in our chairs, our better meetings now on issues that are affecting my youth and how best we can assist the government. Our ideas are needed, the government. That should be say to our own message, how best can we shape up our economy? I'm happy to tell you that my youth will not be sufficient, but we are the present. Once we have a gara, go ahead and farm back in the country. My youth are Chawia, Muzora, Ramanga, and Rotor Masuri. Set up current to my youth. We have this opportunity, the president, like I said, and yes, let's bring in all our ideas, my minister, the president, the attention. Larry Pong, the president, the government. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much. Wamche njengo anje ajikana nasa kandirote nda shukuru ndoti kwa muri bye-bye. Let me give Vashiwayo mkana kutupapeto mchongwa. Then we'll head over to Mandate so that she can wrap up the conversation. Glenn, let's head over to you. Vashiwayo, manzozwa taura na wamche njengo anje ajikana nasa kandirote kumura utumukande. Your last words towards the conversation itself and respond to Wamche.
I think I just want to agree with him where we find each other in that we both deplore corruption, and we're saying that the country should deal with that issue of corruption before it tries to do anything else on the economic front, because it's like putting money in putting water in a bucket like a boka. And this is what we have been doing. But beyond corruption, we need to be dealing with clientelism and patronage, which is exactly what he's been refuting. Kutirano, but it links to the ruling party are the ones that get certain resources as a way, as a kickback, as a thank you. We need to be dealing away with that. But when it comes specific to young people, I think I have a set of recommendations. First of all, young people should be given a genuine voice, a genuine right to be heard, a genuine right to self-determination, a genuine right to freedom of affiliation, freedom of choice, and be empowered to be able to see through their decisions and their choices being part of policy of the country and actually being part of public. Recreation centers, gava a part of the solution instead of just being mere beneficiaries of the system. Kureva izo kuti muma political party, ese zao, tunakona vechidiki, muurumende, who is the youngest young person who is the minister? We actually are running out of names that we can call young people below the age of 35 according to the charter, to the African Union charter, which we, youth charter, which we subscribe to and ratified. So tunakona more young people below the age of 35 are chipinda all into these kind of positions. And like what Wamchenje said, a state of young, being a young person is not a permanent state. It's a transition state. You're moving through that. Trudeau to remain as well, which is after you're going to guys, you're going to run, Vashavama broken adults in the future. So let's be able to make sure that these people who are young people now are able to set a good foundation for those that are going to be young people in the future, but they will also become more responsible adults. Otherwise, the country of the future is in jeopardy right now. We have young people that are dropping out of school. We have young people that are actually just going to school to sleep because teachers are much more motivated. Young people taking drugs.
Let me hold you there for one second, but time is running out. Let me give Mandate a chance to wrap up the conversation. Thank you so much. Mandate, wrap it up within a minute and a half, please.
I think one of the things that I really want to say is that as young people, one of the biggest challenges we have in Zimbabwe is that we don't have trust in the system. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame young people for failing to trust the system, because the system represents a broken, it's actually a broken, rotten system. And no matter how much we come out here and defend these opportunities or whatever that's been brought into the state, the truth is the system is broken. Someone said that the president is helping to fight corruption, but we can all read the news, and recently it doesn't seem that way. So there is this hypocrisy where people want to act make their dreams certain things, but they're not doing those things. So at the end of the day, we have those young people that are constantly being told there's opportunities for you, there's money for you guys. But as I said earlier, this is a bond mentality of providing us with Zimbabwean dollars, but the economy is on a US dollar level. The challenges we're facing at a US dollar level. So let us be honest about the problems of young people. And the last thing I want to say is, young people, we know the problems we're facing. We know the solutions that we want. Don't come to us and tell us this is what we have for you. This is how we think it's going to work for you. Come and ask me what I want, the results
all
that
right.
I need. Make those available and allow me to be a young person and drive my life.
Thank you so much for coming into the program. You heard from John Muchenge, Mandate Mlotwa, and Glenn Ziwayo. Thank you so much to all the callers. Thank you so much to everybody who shared the program. Thank you so much to everyone. Vanyura Makomen, Anokoneka Nemfaro. Same time, same place. Jini Mike Hove. Bye-bye.